The trial of a Telford couple accused of murdering their 11-month-old baby has heard a witness describe them as loving, caring parents. 21-year-old Ashley Thomas and her 29-year-old husband Paul, who live in Hollingswood, are jointly charged with the murder of their son Oliver and also causing or allowing child's injury and child cruelty. They both deny the charges. Alex Seftal has been at Birmingham Crown Court. Alex, what can you tell us?
Hi, Mark. Today the jury heard a number of witness statements, including from the mother and sister of one of the defendants, Ashley Thomas. The 21-year-old was described by both in court as a loving and caring mother, and Denise Sargent, grandmother of the dead child, said that Ashley had taken to motherhood like a duck to water. We also heard an audio recording of the 999 call made by Paul Thomas, Oliver's father, and listened as they tried to resuscitate their son the evening in July 2012, when he was found unconscious shortly after being put to bed.
But there was also a history of hospital treatment, is that right?
You're right, yes. Oliver had been admitted several times to the Princess Royal Hospital in Telford prior to that evening, and a number of medical staff who'd seen the baby were also in court to give evidence.
What did they have to say?
Well, the doctor on duty in Telford, where he was admitted 2 weeks before his death, said she'd noticed several injuries, including bruising around one of Oliver's eyes. Dr. McRae said that Ashley had told her he'd been brushed in the face by the tail of the family dog, something that she felt was a plausible explanation, and one Ashley's sister, Jade Sargent, confirmed she'd seen afterwards. Last week, the prosecution, led by Andrew Smith QC, told the court that deliberately inflicted injuries were involved. This was after an emergency scan on his readmission to hospital shortly before he died showed bleeding on the brain along with a fractured skull. After a course of treatment, he was then transferred to the Children's Hospital here in Birmingham, where he died just days later.
How long is the trial expected to last?
Well, Mark, with the case having opened last week and more evidence to be presented in the coming days, it's expected to last a month to 6 weeks.
That's Alex Seftal, our reporter in Birmingham.